Hello, everyone. My name is Ying Jiazhu. I'm a PhD student from University of Florida. My research focuses on colloid facility transport of mercury in contaminated soil. Mercury is a trace element in environment, but mercury is very toxic to human even at very low concentration. And the mercury background concentration in soil in United States soil is around 0.1 ppm. But at some contaminated sites such as the Oak Ridge Reservation area, the mercury concentration were found as high as 3,000 ppm. And the contamination covered a very large area, including soil, sediment, and the river. One of our research soil is from this contaminated site. Colloid is small particle widely exist in the soil. And mercury is a particle reactive metal, which means a large amount of mercury in soil is associated with colloid. And the colloid including clay mineral, iron oxide, and organic matter. So the mercury concentration in pond water is really low. And recently some study have shown that the colloid associated with contaminated, they can release from the back soil and transport to other place. The reason I want to I'm doing this research, we want to know what environment condition and the soil property will contribute to the colloid and the mercury release from the soil. And we also want to use this information to minimize the mercury contamination associated with the colloid. Use this information for remediation. So in this study, we look at three different variables influence the colloid and the mercury release, which including the ionic exchange, flow interruption, and the organic matter. We use three soil from two sites, and one site is Oak Ridge soil, and another two soil is from Mississippi. One is MN, which means the soil is spiked with mercury sulfide, and another one MS means the soil is spiked with Mississippi soil spiked with mercury sulfide. The reason we use these three soil because it have very different mercury concentration. And another important reason is these three different soil have very different mercury speciation. The mercury speciation will influence the mercury bioavailability and its transport rate. We use the chemical sequential extraction method to study the mercury fluctuation in these three different contaminated soil. This figure shows our fluctuation result. As you can see here, MS soil have large percent of mercury sulfide since this soil is spiked with mercury sulfide. And another soil, MN soil, have which is spiked with mercury nitrate, it also has some percent of mercury sulfide because this soil, before we use it, is aged over 4 years. During this 4 years, the mercury speciation is changed in the soil. It forms some percent of mercury sulfide, and it also has some percent of element mercury, organic bound mercury, and stomach acid soluble mercury. For the Oak Ridge soil, it's dominated by the element mercury, and it also has some percent of mercury sulfide and organic bound mercury. We use the column experimental to stimulate the real-world situation. The background solution of each column has the same pH, has the same flow rate. The reason we want to use the same pH and the flow rate is because these two factors we didn't study in our research, so we want to keep it constant. Another thing I want to point out is all the column experiment is under saturated condition. To study the effects of ion exchange and the flow interruption on the colloid and mercury release, we use the three-stage column experiment. At the first stage, we use the high ion exchange sodium chloride concentration. As you can see here, the first arrow, before the first arrow is stage one. The total mercury concentration and the soluble mercury concentration, they are pretty similar, which indicates there is a limited colloid release at this process. At the stage two, the ion exchange decreased after the first arrow is after the first arrow is ion exchange decreased. The total mercury concentration and soluble mercury concentration both increase a lot. And the total mercury concentration is much higher than the soluble mercury concentration, which indicates there are all colloid mercury released after ion exchange reduced. At the stage three, the ion exchange didn't change, but the flow would interrupt for 7 days. During this 7 days, the column is still saturated with water, but there is a limited oxygen supply. So the living organ, which including bacteria and fungi, they will consume all the oxygen and create a reducing condition in their soil column. So, as you can see, the total mercury concentration and the soluble mercury concentration increase a lot, and the total mercury concentration is much higher than the soluble mercury concentration and indicates a large amount of colloid mercury release after the flow was interrupted for 7 days. This result is from Mississippi soil spiked with mercury nitrate. We didn't show the result for the Oak Ridge soil because they have very similar result. And I think the reason is because this two soil have similar mercury speciation contribute this phenomenon. And let's look at another soil have totally different mercury speciation. This soil is Mississippi soil spiked with mercury sulfide. At the stage two, the ion exchange decreased. You can see there is a huge peak of total concentration mercury, and the soluble mercury concentration keep undetectable. So it shows a large amount of colloid mercury released, and the only form of mercury is colloid form. And at the stage three, flow interruption for 7 days, the mercury concentration is slightly changed, so which indicates flow interruption didn't affect the mercury concentration change in the mercury sulfide spiked soil. Besides the mercury concentration change, we also look at other element concentration change, such as iron, organic carbon, and manganese concentration change. You can see they have after flow interruption and ion exchange change, the total concentration of iron and organic matter, they have pretty similar trend as the mercury concentration change. So we also did the static analysis. We get the result, the total mercury distribution is closely correlated with the concentration of total iron and organic carbon, which means that the mercury is associated with some mineral high iron and organic matter. We also look at the mercury speciation in the soluble mercury speciation in the effluent. We use the Minikube chemical software to calculate the mercury speciation. Because normally mercury speciation is controlled by the chloride concentration and dissolved organics concentration. The reason is because this chloride and the dissolved organics measure, they both have very high bonding strength with mercury. But in our experiment, after flow interruption and the ion exchange, the chloride concentration is very low and it's constant. So the mercury speciation is controlling by the dissolved organics concentration. In our case, after flow interruption and ion exchange change, the dissolved organics concentration is pretty high and is around 80 ppm. So in this situation, the mercury speciation is dominated by dissolved organics bond speciation. To study the effect of humic acid on the colloid and mercury release, we use a two-stage experiment, and we use two soils, have different mercury speciation. At the first stage, we input high ionic strength sodium chloride for 10 per volume. At the stage two, the background sodium background concentration didn't change, but we add into the 20 ppm humic acid. From this yellow triangle symbol, you can see the total mercury concentration changed from the MN soil. The total mercury concentration keep decrease with the pore volume, so it shows that this soil didn't affect by the humic acid. And for another soil stack with mercury sulfide, it after 2 pore volume introduced to the humic acid, the total mercury concentration increased to about 50 ppm, which indicated the soil contaminated mercury sulfide was infected by the humic acid. From this research, we can get the conclusion. Lower the ion exchange can release the colloid mercury from both three soil, even they have very different mercury speciation. The distribution of total mercury was correlated closely with the distribution of organic carbon and the iron concentration. For the flow interruption for 7 days, the total mercury from the Oak Ridge soil and the Mississippi soil with mercury sulfide, the concentration increased a lot, and a large percent is dominated by the colloid form. But this flow interruption didn't work for the soil spec with the mercury nitrate. The reason, we think the reason is because the soil, the Oak Ridge soil and MN soil, the mercury speciation contribute to this this different result because after flow interruption, the mercury associated with iron will release because of the dissolve of iron and the release of organic matter. But the mercury sulfide spec soil, the mercury sulfide is independent, so it will not influence by the reduction conduction. For the mercury speciation in the soluble form, is dominated by the dissolved organic matter, and the humic acid can initiate colloid mercury released from mercury sulfide contaminated soil, but it can't release the mercury from soil contaminated by mercury nitrate. That's all. Thank you.
All can be from precipitates, which I don't know. Certainly that sodium ion is a burning agent. So that means we modify the flow of water in the column, either preferential flow or metal flow. So what's your comment?
My idea is, we use the sodium chloride to adjust ionic strength, but we didn't, at the beginning, we didn't use very high concentration sodium chloride. One concern is, as you suggested, because the chloride will strongly bond with mercury. And another thing is, for most experiments to adjust the ionic strength, they all use sodium chloride. And potassium nitrate, yes, but in this condition, we also want to study the chloride concentration in influence for the its soluble speciation result. Thank you for your suggestion.
Any additional questions? Well, thank you very much again.